He bit his teammate.
Oh, yeah.
Mate, this has been one of my most fun weeks, yeah. Honestly. Hello, patrons. Welcome to the fourth and final patron quiz semi-final. I've got four guests with us today. Let me first introduce you to Andy Cairns. How are you, Andy?
Good, thanks. Cheers, Eric.
Tell the guys a bit about yourself, if you can, Andy.
Yeah, sure. A lapsed Scunthorpe United fan living in the Cotswolds. Looking forward to being the Planet FPL correspondent for Scunthorpe United in 2039.
When we have the real irons, right?
Yeah. Well, it's iron singular. So there you go. But can I have a point for that?
You can join me every Wednesday for Tot and Scun.
Sure. There could be another name for it, I reckon. pretty average at FPL. Been doing it from the start. Been doing it since, like, you had to cut bits out of the newspaper in the 90s. But always been pretty average, but found the odd mini league that I can win now and again. Pretty average quizzer as well. Well, at least I thought I was until I watched the other three semis. I almost pulled a fake hamstring and said I couldn't make it tonight because I'm a bit worried.
I get the sense around this particular room and this particular quiz that everyone's feeling a little bit the same. Although everyone did have a good laugh at Rob Pick on Wednesday, I think everyone was a little bit intimidated by some of the answers in that particular quiz. We've also got not only Andy, we've got Andrew Jarvis, who many of you know on Slack as Jarvos. So we're going to go with Jarvo. How are you, mate?
Hello, mate. I'm good. Pleased to be here.
Good man. Jarvo's sitting absolutely miles away from us. I think he's got us on a TV in a work office or something, which he's always given me the impression he's about to shout, but no, we can hear him absolutely fine. Jarvo, tell us a bit about yourself, mate.
Yeah, so I'm a West Ham fan. So I'm not too sure about the comment on the real irons, but we'll go from there. I'm based in Milton Keynes. I've been playing fantasy football since about 15 years now. And before that, I was playing Yahoo fantasy football. So quite a while. But last season was my first season as patron. So really glad to be part of the community.
Cheers, buddy. And we've got Jamie Roberts, who many will be familiar with. He's been a guest before on a Gaffer podcast with us here on Patreon. How are you, Jamie?
Yeah, not happy to be here, James, but we'll move.
You didn't have to do it, mate. I mean, you can just leave now if you want, if you're that worried. Let's go.
No, I'll be all right. I'm here now.
It won't just be fuck off Rob Pick. It'll be fuck off Jamie Roberts, mate. Permanently, forever, mate. Jamie, just tell the guys briefly a bit about yourself. The fact that Stokes manager's about to get sacked already and the season hasn't even started, that kind of thing.
Yeah, unfortunately, Stoke fan for my sins. One third of the EFL Fantasy podcast. You might have heard one of the other hosts win yesterday, so there's no pressure on me. Yeah, that's about it.
And Ryan Quinn's in. Hello, Ryan. How are you, mate?
Hey, James. Yeah, good, thanks. Good, good.
Good man. Tell the people a bit about you.
I'm also a West Ham fan, so there's two of us on the call, which is good.
I bet you still don't fucking win.
Probably, yeah. yeah, I've been playing fantasy here a while. I've only been patron for a year, but I had a really good season last year. I think I was up there. Like 24k finish, but I was up at like 1500 nice. For quite a while, so yeah, this sort of bit gets you more interested, doesn't it? But yeah, average quizzer, just like the rest of the guys. So, should never so
is any one of the four of you remotely confident? No. No, literally, no. It's four simultaneous shaking of heads for the benefit of the listeners. Jamie, if it really does go tits up, mate, where's Dan?
Yeah, you've probably done better than me.
he didn't put his name down, so you can always say that, right? At least you turned up.
Well, I've got him on a WhatsApp video call now on silence, and he's going to write down the answers for me.
Good luck with that, mate. Friend. Yeah, your first fuck up there is that it's Dan and not Angus, mate.
Yeah.
Right, guys, I think I've got a bit of good news for you. So although you're a bit short of confidence, the guys obviously had the choice of quizzes. You've been left with the final quiz, which is quiz four. I think it's the easiest of the four.
Is this because you couldn't be asked to do any more questions?
Which is, no, to be honest, I did about 90 questions. And what I actually did was I put the 10 hardest ones to the side for the final. And I just mixed the rest up for four different sets of 20. But looking back through them today, I think this might be the easiest one.
I was hoping for 20 true and false questions, to be fair.
I don't think there's any true or false, actually. So we'll have to be a little bit of brain power, probably. But are we all ready to just crack on with it, guys? If you got any points during the quiz or anything, don't you want to say, as long as you ain't giving the answer away, just literally dive in, guys. Don't feel you got to be silent while I talk, because it's shit if I am anyway. Right. Quiz opening. Semi-final four. Question one. Rob Pick's going to think this is a wind-up, but no, Luis Suarez was always part of question one for this quiz. Here we go. Question one. In 2013, Luis Suarez received a 10-game ban after biting which player? Question one. In 2013, Luis Suarez received a 10-game ban after biting which player? Question two. Who was the first person to manage both Chelsea and Tottenham in the Premier League? There's been a few. Who did it first? Question two. Who was the first manager to have managed both Chelsea and Tottenham in the Premier League? Question three. Who has made the most Premier League appearances for, drumroll, Burnley? Question three. Who has made the most Premier League appearances for Burnley? Jamie, for the benefit of the listeners, looks like he's mapping out a formation of a team.
Oh,
no, that you were doing.
Yeah.
Doing his first draft.
It's gone goalie, right back. The problem is he's doing the 1962 team or something. Question four. Who finished second in the inaugural Premier League season? So who finished second in the first Premier League season? I'll give you a couple of clues to that. It's not West Ham, it's not Stoke, and it's not Scunthorpe. Question five. How many points were Middlesbrough deducted for failing to fulfil a fixture against Blackburn in the 1996-97 season? Question five. How many points were Middlesbrough deducted for failing to fulfil a fixture at Blackburn in the 1996-97 season? Question six. Who is the oldest manager to take charge of a Premier League match? Question six. Who is the oldest manager to take charge of a Premier League match? Question seven. Which promoted club finished fifth in the 2000-2001 Premier League season? Question seven. Which promoted club finished fifth in the 2000-2001 Premier League season? Question eight. Which substitute scored a 15-minute hat-trick at Stamford Bridge in 1999 to turn a 2-0 deficit into a 3-2 victory? Question eight. Which substitute scored a 15-minute hat-trick at Stamford Bridge in 1999 to turn a 2-0 deficit into a 3-2 victory? Question nine. In 2009, Tottenham beat Wigan Athletic 9-1. What was the score at halftime?
Oh, you've done this on the pod before. Fuck's sake.
Jamie, as someone said on one of the previous quizzes earlier this week, you've said that on a pod before. I probably said most of these things on the pod before. In fact, one of these things I actually said on a quiz earlier this week. Jarvo is nodding. Andy is nodding. Ryan is nodding. It's just you that's not nodding, Jamie.
Not been listening, has he?
Question nine. In 2009, Tottenham beat Wigan 9-1. What was the score at half time? Question 10. Who was the Premier League's top goal scorer in the 2010s? Period of January 1st, 2010 to New Year's Eve, 2019. Question 10. Who was the Premier League's top goal scorer in the 2010s? And if you can hear my son pissing himself laughing on the audio, he's just happy. The guys are shaking their heads, so that's going to come out really stupid now. Question 11. What was the score when Manchester City beat Leicester on Boxing Day 2021? Question 11. What was the score when Manchester City beat Leicester on Boxing Day last season? Question 12. Who ended Liverpool's unbeaten record in the 2019-20 season? Ryan is shaking his head but smiling his head off, which suggests he absolutely knows the answer, or it upset him for some reason. Don't comment now. Question 12. Who ended Liverpool's unbeaten record in the 2019-20 season? Question 13. Which Spanish player has scored the most Premier League goals? Who is the highest scoring Spaniard in Premier League history? Question 13. Which Spanish player has scored the most Premier League goals? Question 14. Do you know what? I'm going to change this just for Rob. Which African player was sent off three times while at Southampton in the 2015-16 season? Question 14. Which African player was sent off three times while at Southampton in the 2015-16 season?
Is he actually African or South American?
Luis Suarez didn't play for Southampton. He is actually African. Yes.
Okay.
Question 15. When Lee Bowyer and Kieran Dyer were both sent off for fighting each other in 2005, who were Newcastle playing against? Jarvo's got a face like he's sitting down in a bathroom. Question 15. When Lee Bowyer and Kieran Dyer were both sent off for fighting each other in 2005, who were Newcastle playing against? Question 16. Who holds the record for most Premier League hat-tricks? Question 16. Who holds the record for most Premier League hat-tricks? Question 17. Who is Leicester City's record signing? Question 17. Who is Leicester City's record signing? Question 18. From which club did Liverpool sign Mohamed Salah? Question 18. From which club did Liverpool sign Mohamed Salah? Here's one you'll like, Jamie. Question 19. What was the scoreline of Leeds United's heaviest defeat of last season? And there were a few. Question 19. What was the scoreline of Leeds United's heaviest defeat last season? And question 20. Craig Bellamy is the only player to score for 7 Premier League clubs. But which one did he score most for? Question 20. Craig Bellamy is the only player to score for 7 different Premier League clubs. But which of those 7 clubs did he score for most often? I'm going to be honest for the benefit of the audio listeners and tell you that the 4 guys in front of me look like they wish they'd done something else with their evening.
That went worse than I thought it was going to.
Okay, well, we ain't finished yet. I shall repeat all the questions, guys. Give you a chance to catch up. Question 1. In 2013, Luis Suarez received a 10-game ban after biting which player? Question 2. Who was the first manager to have managed both Chelsea and Tottenham in the Premier League? 3. Who has made the most Premier League appearances for Burnley? 4. Who finished 2nd in the inaugural Premier League season? 5. How many points were Middlesbrough deducted after failing to fulfil a fixture at Blackburn in 96-97? 6. Who is the oldest manager to take charge for a Premier League match? 7. Which promoted club finished 5th in the 2000-2001 Premier League season? 8. Which substitute scored a 15-minute hat-trick at Stamford Bridge in 1999 to turn the 2-0 deficit into a 3-2 victory? 9. In 2009, Tottenham beat Wigan 9-1. What was the score at half-time? Question 10. Who was the Premier League's top scorer in the 2010s? Question 11. What was the score when Man City beat Leicester on Boxing Day last season? Question 12. Who ended Liverpool's unbeaten record during the 2019-20 season? Question 13. Which Spanish player scored the most Premier League goals? Question 14. Which African player was sent off 3 times while at Southampton in the 2015-16 season? Question 15. When Lee Bowyer and Kieran Dyer were both sent off for fighting each other in 2005, who were Newcastle playing against? Question 16. Who holds the record for most Premier League hat-tricks? Question 17. Who is Leicester's record signing? Question 18. From which club did Liverpool sign Mo Salah? 19. What was the scoreline of Leeds' heaviest defeat last season? And 20. Craig Bellamy is the only player to score for 7 Premier League clubs. But which one did he score most for? How many blanks, Andy?
None, but that means nothing.
Jarvo?
None.
Jamie? 18.
1, but I reckon I've got a better chance of getting right by actually leaving them blank.
I can confirm none of the answers are blank, mate. And Ryan, any blanks?
No, all good.
Anyone feeling confident?
No. A little bit.
Who said little bit?
I did.
Yeah, right.
He's coming out. He's coming out now.
Banned it. Banned it.
Yeah. You said if you thought Rob Pick felt bad when he said that stupidness on yesterday's quiz, you know he left this quiz originally and we all badgered him for it. So he's probably editing hands as well, going, I was going to be in the final as well. Yeah, maybe. Let's see. Right, let's do answers. We'll go round alphabetically, alternatively. Andy. Who did Luis Suarez bite in 2013?
Well, I can only remember him biting Chiellini, and presumably it's not a European ban. So I put Carragher.
He bit his teammate.
Oh, yeah.
Mate, this has been one of my most fun weeks, honestly. Jarvo, do you want a copy or you got your own answer?
I've got my own answer. Robert Hoof.
Okay. Jamie?
Ivanovic.
Ryan?
Ivanovic.
It is, yeah. Branislav Ivanovic, yeah. It's the correct answer. I take Robert Hoof as a decent shout, Jarvo. Andy, I take Jamie Carragher as a magnificent answer, mate. Brilliant.
I literally wrote that down at the last minute because I couldn't get past Chiellini.
I think the intro to this pod might be saying, so he beat his teammate. Question 2. Jarvo, who was the first manager to have managed both Chelsea and Tottenham in the Premier League?
Ben Hoddle.
Jamie?
I'd put Villas-Boas because I couldn't remember anyone else.
It's dawned and come over him. At least he was honest. Ryan?
Hoddle.
And Andy?
Hoddle, yeah.
Yeah, Glenn Hoddle. There's been way too many in my life, honestly. Question three. Jamie, you were trying to work it out with formations. Who's made most Premier League apps for Burnley?
No idea, but I'm just going to go Ben Me.
Ryan?
Ben Me.
Andy?
Ben Me.
Jarvo?
Ben Me.
It's not me, it's Ben Me. Full house, lads. Well done. 217 for the record. Question four. Ryan, who finished second in the inaugural Premier League season?
I've had a hunch here. I've got my Norwich.
Andy?
I've got Everton.
Jarvo?
Oh, Man United.
And Jamie?
I've gone Leeds.
Wow, that was suspect. What did you say, Andy? Everton? Not Everton. Norwich finished third. Man United won it. Leeds won it the year before. Correct answer is Aston Villa.
Under
Big Ron Atkinson. Question five. Andy, how many points were Middlesbrough deducted for failing to show up?
Three.
Jarvo?
Three.
Jamie?
Oh, God, I put 10.
was this on the first one?
Ryan?
Yeah, thanks for the heads up, James. It was free.
Yeah, so there was an answer the other day, and as soon as afterwards, I was like, oh, shit, I shouldn't have said that. West Ham went down with the most points, 42, and I said Middlesbrough also would have finished on 42, yes, but for their three-point deduction.
I was driving while I was doing this.
Fair enough, mate. Question six. Jarvo, who's the oldest manager to take charge in a Premier League match?
Roy Hodgson.
Jamie?
Ooh, I put Bobby Robson.
Good shout. Ryan?
Hodgson.
And Andy?
Hodgson as well.
Yeah, Jay, Robson is a great shout, but it is Roy Hodgson, yeah.
I didn't even think of Roy Hodgson. I crossed Walter Smith off. So.
Question seven, Jamie. Which promoted club finished fifth in 2001?
Ipswich.
Ryan?
Ipswich.
Andy?
Upper Leicester.
And Jarvo?
Ipswich.
Yeah, George Burley's Ipswich is the correct answer. On the brink of the Champions League. Went down the following year. Question eight for Ryan. Who scored a 15-minute hat-trick at Stamford Bridge as a sub in 99?
I think it was that Arsenal game where Kanu scored from the touchline. For Kanu.
Jamie. Andy?
I put Solskjaer.
Jarvo?
I've gone Paul Kitson, but I know it's wrong.
Paul Kitson, love that. If we're going to go out there, let's go out there, right? I love it. Paul Kitson, I want to say, scored a hat-trick for West Ham at Charlton. You guys will probably correct me. And I want to say that was also Jermaine Defoe's first Premier League goal.
In a
4-4
right
draw.
Yeah.
Up there for thinking. Shame I can't fucking dance, isn't it? Jamie, I know you haven't put Kanu, but what have you got, mate?
Teddy Sheringham.
Correct answer is Kanu, yeah, on a soaking wet pitch. Question nine for Andy. Half-time score of Tottenham's 9-1 win against Wigan.
No idea, but 5-0 is a guess.
Jarvo.
1-1.
Jamie.
1-1. Please be right.
Have you got the same, yeah?
I hope it's right.
Ryan.
I went 2-1.
You're all wrong.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Correct answer is 1-0. We led one to us. That would be even more incredible if it wasn't. I didn't care which way around you said it. Yeah, 1-0 to us. Peter Crouch scored, and I promise you, we should have been up about 6-0 at halftime, battered them. In the second half, every shot we had went in. Question 10. Who was the Premier League's top scorer in the 2010s? Jarvo?
I've got Aguero.
Jamie?
I've gone Harry Kane.
Ryan?
Aguero.
Andy?
I went Aguero as well.
It is Aguero, yeah. Question 11 for you, Jamie, because I know your memory is terrific, mate. What was the score when City beat Leicester on Boxing Day?
James, I can't even remember the scores of the Stoke games that I was actually at.
No, I know, mate.
A random game. I've gone 3-0. I don't know.
Ryan?
6-3.
Andy?
3-2.
Jarvo.
2-0.
I mean, I'm not putting it in there because it was shit, right? Ryan's got it. 6-3. It was the highest scoring game last season. Question 12. Ryan, who ended Liverpool's unbeaten record in 1920?
I'm only smiling because I actually looked it up before we came on randomly. Watford.
Andy?
Yeah, Watford, yeah.
Jarvo?
I put Burnley because I thought it might have been the same answer from the other day, but...
No, I've not done that one, no. Jamie?
I put City.
It is Watford, yeah. Double for Ismail Assar and Troy Deeney. Watford is the correct answer. 13 to you, Andy. Who's the top scoring Spaniard in Premier League history?
Torres.
Jarvo.
Fernando Torres.
Jamie.
Fernando Torres.
Ryan.
Yeah, Torres.
Full house. Well done, lads. Torres is correct. Yeah. Question 14 to Rob Pick. I mean, Jarvo. Which African player was sent off 3 times while at Saints in 15-16?
I thought Sadio Mane, but my answer is Wanyama.
Jamie.
Wanyama.
Ryan Quinn.
Wanyama.
And Andy.
I put Mane.
Victor Wanyama. A Wanyama, a Wanyama, a Wanyama, a Wanyama. Yes, Victor Wanyama. Question 15. Jamie. Who were Newcastle playing when Bowyer and Dyer decided to try and kill each other?
Can't remember, James. I crossed out Charlton and put Billy.
Ryan?
Villa.
Andy?
Leeds.
Jarvo.
Leeds.
Sorry, I'm laughing at Jamie. I'm laughing at Jamie. Oh, I might have it.
Come on, Villa. Come on.
It is Villa, yeah. He cried right. Yeah. 3-0 win. 3-0 win for Villa, which was also very famous for the Stephen Taylor incident was in the same game.
The handball to the face.
Yeah. Yeah, when he faked like he'd been shot in the face. Yeah, same game. Question 16. Ryan, who holds the record for most Premier League hat-tricks?
I thought it was Aguero, but I actually think it's Shearer.
Andy?
I put Shearer.
Jarvo?
Put Henri.
Jamie?
Shearer.
You probably thought I put Villa twice. I won't put the same answer in twice. It's Aguero.
Okay.
Question 17. Andy, Leicester's record signing.
Yuri Tielemans.
Jarvo.
Iheanacho.
Jamie.
I put Musa.
Oh, I like that. Ryan?
Perez.
It's not for Fofana.
Andy's punching the air. I reckon Andy has gone and researched Premier League most expensive signings.
I have.
He was so confident.
So I looked at I listened to the first two pods and both the same question was in. Was it, can't remember the teams now even, but
Ceballos was one, which we'd already recorded that. And then poor fella's got a testicular tumour, isn't it? Terrible.
Yeah. So I thought I'd have a quick look. Obviously they discount the big teams and apologies to any Leicester fans listening.
But. Well, very good. I can tell you the correct answer is it's Yuri Tielemans. Question 18, Jarvo. Where did Liverpool sign Salah from?
Roma.
Jamie.
Roma.
Ryan.
Roma.
And Andy.
Yeah, all four. Yeah.
Yeah, full house, Roma. Question 19. Jamie, you've landed with a scoreline one again, mate. What was Leeds' heaviest defeat last season?
I don't know. I put 7-0.
Ryan?
7-0.
Andy?
6-0, I put.
And Jarvo?
5-0.
Ryan's smiling at you, Jamie, because he knows that you're right, mate. Leeds lost 7-0 at Manchester City. Question 20. Craig Bellamy is the only player to score for 7 different Premier League clubs. Go on, Ryan. Tell them all which one he scored the most for.
Got to be Newcastle.
Andy?
Newcastle.
Jarvo?
Newcastle.
And Jamie?
Newcastle.
Fair play, lads. It's West Ham. No, it's Newcastle. Oh. Yeah, correct answer. It's Newcastle. Tally up your scores. I'm pretty sure that Ryan's got it in the bag. How many you got, Andy?
Well, I'm happy to get into double figures for the first time in the week.
Nice.
10.
That proved my point. It was the easiest fucking quiz, right? Jarvo?
10 as well.
Jamie?
Oh, fuck off. 9.
And Ryan?
16.
Yeah, it's hard. Oh, nice. Well done, mate. Very good. Cheeky. Can I dive in that quiz last minute? Yeah.
Feel like a bandit.
You did me a favour though, Ryan. You saved me the tiebreak question, which no one knows what it's going to be. I might have to hold that back for the final. So, final will be Gary Robinson, Gary Mantle, Angus McPhail, Ryan Quinn. Rob Pick will be opening his book soon. So if you want to have some bets and lose some money to Rob and make himself feel better, he'll be delighted. I'm hopeful we can find a date to arrange that, so we'll get it out for you next week. Tomorrow, Rob, in all seriousness, is joining me again with Luke, FPL Irons, for an extended preview. I've booked out 2 hours of my life for this. It could be a long one. An extended preview for Gaffer, the championship fantasy game. That'll be with you tomorrow. But thank you once again to Andy, to Jarvo, to Jamie, and to Ryan, and to everyone who competed and gave up their time in the quiz semis this week. Cue music, please, man child.